Found chaos and destruction across the Indonesian resort island of Lombok on Monday after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake killed at least 98 people. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
A man's leg buried under rubble. With the help of a group of local residents, he's freed from under a fallen concrete wall. This is one of many desperate scenes across Indonesia, where the death toll has climbed to over 90 people in a devastating earthquake. The 6.9 magnitude quake hit the resort island of Lombok on Sunday. Rescuers have been desperately searching for survivors, and the death toll is expected to rise, with hundreds of people injured and thousands of homes damaged. Officials say most of the victims were killed by collapsed buildings. Power and communications are cut in some areas of Lombok, and the military says it's sending in a vessel with medical aid and supplies. Thousands are now left homeless.
Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. The U.S. is about to reimpose sanctions on Iran. The European Union says they will institute new measures to protect European businesses from the impact of the U.S. sanctions on Tehran. AP's Charles de Lillesa reports.
The Brussels initiative aims to stop European companies from complying with US sanctions on Iran unless they have authorization from the European Commission. The strategy is to block the effects of US court actions in Europe and allow firms to recover damages arising from any sanctions from anyone who causes them. Brussels wants to keep alive the nuclear pact abandoned by the Trump administration, as leaders believe it's important for global security. Officials also want to keep economic and financial supply lines to Iran open. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. stocks are up in midday trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Police in Bangladesh say they have arrested a celebrated photographer for his posts on Facebook and